Hello everyone, I'm talking to you at the very early hour of 6 in the morning and I'm walking around the Eccles Rec. The reason you probably can't hear the dogs is that I didn't put bells on them today because I didn't want to disturb the neighbours going out having got up so early. So today is, good girl, come on. Today is the 8th of February and it's quite a special day because our dad, Ronnie, is 66. And as some of you may, as I follow this turning round, some of you may know who are close to me, last summer he wasn't a very well guy at all. So I was thinking today that aren't we lucky to still have him here, which we are. And so my intention, if I can pull it off, is to catch an early train to Runcorn East, grab a taxi to their house, because Runcorn East is in the middle of nowhere, and surprise him for his birthday. Now, he does go to the pub on a Sunday afternoon, and that won't stop for no man nor beast, because it's something that he and my Uncle Tommy do. And, of course, he'll be wanting to go in on his birthday, so I will only spend a couple of hours, but it'll be worth it to give him a card. And I got him a couple of boxes of wine gums and some money. So, and he really won't be expecting to see me. You know, they've built a little path here that never used to exist. I don't know where it goes to. I think I did follow it once and it seemed to go to nowhere, so I'm not going down there. Lovely birds singing in the distance. The problem with this park these days is that I don't think it gets cleaned as often as it once did, and you do get litter here. I hate to see litter in parks, I really do, but this is a handy 10 minutes walk from my door. That's, well, even less than that, probably about 7 or 8 minutes with the two dogs on the lead and my cane. I've not taken them on a harness here really for a long time, because if they get muddy, then the harness gets muddy, and I might as well just walk them along, seeing as it's such a short walk, with my cane. They're having a nice time running round at the moment. Good girl, Alice. And I think I've just heard one person in here so far with it being so early. Alice, come on. Good girl. There we go. She was just behind me there. I don't like it when they get behind you, because then I think you stand more of a chance of losing them. Come on, Alice! So, that's the intention for today. So we'll see how we go on. So here we are at 7:30, and we're on a bus because there's no train. I had to get a cab to Piccadilly because there were no trains from Eccles till 9 o'clock. And I wanted to go a bit earlier than that. So we're on the 7:28, which is going to Chester, and I shall get off at Runcorn East. What's this road we're on now then, Graham?
This is Brookfield Avenue.
Oh, I thought so. I thought we were getting near.
Yeah, we're just turning into
Stanmore Road now.
And number 16.
It is, please, yeah. I think it should be on your right if you're coming in from this direction, but
yeah.
I could be... Yeah.
And the curtains are all drawn.
I bet you're still in bed. That's really funny. Oh, this will be great. Nice one. Right, let me pay you first. Wait there, Alice.
£8.20 in total.
Keep the change, you're all right. Yeah, yeah. Just check that's 9 there to make sure I've got the right amount.
Fine.
Excellent.
Now, you give me your hands.
Yeah, that's all right. We're getting down now.
Yeah, one step.
One big step. Oh, two big steps. There we go.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Want me to make sure?
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Want me to make sure you can get
in? No, it'll be all right. No problem. Is the car in the drive?
No.
All right, thank you. straight on. Come on, straight on. Graham?
Yeah.
This is the wrong one, I think. Is this 16?
16 Stanmore,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I've put the wrong one.
Yeah, I thought so.
I apologise.
I thought so, Graham.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, I knew it was the wrong one. Forward.
Okay.
Forward, nice and steady.
Yeah. Are we going back in?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, we can walk it.
No, you're okay. I'll
you sure?
Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you drop me?
I'm in Richmond and not Stanmore.
Oh, no! That's hilarious.
I know we're only round the corner. Just cracking up.
Hey, it's a good job I realised, Graham, yeah. Isn't it? I didn't have my sat-nav with me either today. I thought that's not our front gate.
You know how I've done that. Time for home, I think.
Has it been a long night, Graham?
Yes. Pick the wife up at 9:45, take her to work.
Yeah. Oh dear. I was wondering why the dog didn't recognise it.
Done that.
I shouldn't laugh at you, Graham, should I?
No, it's all right. There's a girl who was transport.
And you said to me, can I make sure you get in? It's a good job you stayed.
One.
Right, are you?
A white car in the front.
That's it, yeah.
You just.
Ah, this side. Okay. Right, I'll do the two steps this time.
Yeah.
One, two.
It's
only a small one, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the right one, definitely.
This is definitely number 16.
Can you open this for us?
Yeah, there's a white car.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Drive. Thank you.
There's not much.
That's all right.
There never is.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Are the curtains drawn?
The blinds are open, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Come on now. Bye, Graham. Yeah, no worries. Bye bye. This time. Happy birthday, where is he?
He's here.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
Surprise. Wipe my feet. There you go. Where is he, Mum? I know. Oh, I've got the bus at 7:30 this morning.
Oh,
I've only come for a couple of hours, if that's all right. Just to say hi and bring his card. And I knew I was coming yesterday, but I didn't want to say anything to you because I wanted to surprise you.
Hello, little girl.
You don't mind, do you?
No, do we?
Is he upstairs, is he?
Yeah, he's just having a shower.
Oh. Do you know, the taxi driver dropped me off, right? And he only went to Richmond Avenue instead of Stanmore Road. And I thought, this isn't the right gate. I thought, bloody hell, this sounds a bit... And it's a good job he stayed, because if he hadn't stayed, I wouldn't have known where the hell I was.
Oh, God.
I'll just turn this phone off. Where have I put it? There it is. Happy birthday to you. I just thought I'd come for a couple of hours to see you, that's all. But if you don't mind, I won't mind a lift to the station about 11:30. Does that give you enough time to still go to the pub? Is that all right?
Yeah.
I've got your present and a card.
Everything's gone well, thank you.
Right, thanks very much.
No problem.
This is a good one.
Do you know what time I was up this morning to see you? 6 o'clock I got up. I was in the park at 6 o'clock, I was. 5:30 I got up. 6 o'clock in the park. And then I got the bus at 7:30. Took me to Run... got Piccadilly and then got the bus to Runcorn East.
God,
Gary. You should be pleased. I'm one of your only three daughters come to see you on your birthday.
You're right there, love.
Should we try about 9:30?
I know, but I've got to go at, well, about 11:30, so I thought, well, come early and go early, and then it gives you... Well, just home, and then I might go and have my dinner at Martin's, yeah. Turn this off. So I'm now safely back in Manchester. Although Dad didn't sound like hugely pleased, I could tell that he was. And he gave me a lift home, which he really didn't have to do, but he did. We also went to see my cousin Tracy to take her husband a birthday card. So that was good. We had saw Tracy's collie, Beau, who's really calmed down from last Christmas. Very impressed with how good she's becoming and how well she's doing. So... we're back safely in Manchester, and I shall now publish this.